on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nestor, no longer a Mig, he's the Rebel Man.
Is he the Mafia War gods now? I know
he is.
I
thought he was like a Lone Wars Ranger.
God? I'm just doing this event. That's it.
You go with the team that's ahead on top.
They're not on top. No.
Well, they're second place.
Oh, he wants some of them goodies.
He wants some goodies.
You don't get nothing for second, though. That's first loser.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you do. You get a silver loot item and skill points, 20 skill points to be
And, well, the admiration of all of your foes. And friends.
And we're talking about the family ice event, which is different than the family inheritance event.
Right.
They used to be called Death by Ice, and then they made it Let the Ices Begin.
And so what's going on there? If the event ices and the current ice mastery, tell me what the difference is in those two numbers.
Well, there's four different levels of mastery. So you need, a certain number for bronze, silver, gold. And then after ruby, what you're seeing is what you have after ruby progression.
Okay. And it's how do I know how much of my family is even contributing? There's no leaderboard for my family.
There's no leaderboard for the families, but if you want to see who's doing what, you need to run the family manager. It's a Spocklet. And you have to have two snapshots. So take one, and then the next day take another one, and it will list how many ices each person did that day.
Right. And do arena ices count?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why the numbers are so high.
Right. I was looking at the results from the first and second one because the arena wasn't around. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're topping right now on the second day of it, what it used to take 10 days to do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to compare the results from the last one, because the last one came out and it was in December, and it was just right after the arena was released. And I don't think people really understood how to best utilize the arena for ISIS. Right. And so now the number, they're going to be really big at the end of this event. It'll be interesting to compare them.
Yeah. Well, here's something I was curious about earlier. Once before on a show, I was talking about how on your family progress, the ices and the arena is a different price if you need to pay it off or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be more reward points to pay off ices. And now it's more to pay off the arena.
Oh, I haven't checked.
Well, and it's only because when I'm, I'm like at 113 of 125. It's not like I'm going to finish, but normally it's more expensive to pay it off as an ice than it is an arena.
Oh, maybe they changed it.
Yeah, just I
or
just
one might have
odd, I noticed.
Something to do with the other. And I know there's a family out there, and maybe some other people notice, but there seems to be a glitch when you get right around 35-40 in damage.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are getting the option to pay zero reward points.
I have seen that, but it won't let you.
We've been trying to reproduce it, and I haven't gotten that, and Monica's been trying, but I guess
I see it all the time. Happens. Until this change today, I'll get a screenshot next time I see it. But yeah. I would click on it for, because I'm like, okay, well, what's it going to do? If you click zero, yeah, I'll pay zero reward points, and nothing happened at all.
Oh, well, they're saying, the people that contacted me are saying that it works.
It didn't work for me, so that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I want to.
Yeah, Monica couldn't get it to work either.
Hmm. Very interesting. So what else is up?
I don't know. Y'all jump right in to talk about Mafia Wars.
We did talk about the Spurs are going to kick Miami Heat's butt.
We didn't even talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you can talk about game that. Weather. I'm behind y'all. And just because of you guys, I know that something really big happened this week and a bunch of people died. But I thought you were talking about the game, Mafia Wars.
Game of Thrones.
And I'm like, I know it died. No. And you're like, no, Game of Thrones. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I should shut up. But I'm going to start. It's what am I, 3 seasons behind?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got all the way till Halloween before The Walking Dead's back on. So,
oh, it's so good. I recommend the show to anybody.
Okay. Well, yeah. And everybody says you're not watching it. And everybody's so surprised that I'm not into it. But it's on cable, right?
HBO, yeah.
See, I don't have HBO and I don't have Netflix anymore.
You really have to watch this. It is so good.
I will, because I don't like being left out of your little conversations. It makes me feel like an outcast.
It took such a great episode to get Pete and Mike to talk about it, because I like to analyze shows after I watch them.
Right.
And so I'd wait for them to watch Game of Thrones. I'm like, so what'd you guys think? It was good. Yeah, it was cool.
Everybody's really into it. I've not heard anybody say, I can't stand that show.
And Mike watched it first this time, and he said, all I'm going to say is, wow. So then I'm like, oh, I got to watch it. And I'm watching and watching. And then you're like, where's the wow? It was good. And then at the end, you're like, oh, my God, wow.
Yeah, mine,
and so you
mine
guys
turned
start
into
talking
a
about wow all the time. And I thought that was another show. Because I'm like, wow, what?
World of Warcraft.
I know. I start going into there because you guys make it bold every time. You're so excited. So
it was more like a holy crap. It was more than a wow. I mean, that was crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to catch up with it.
Yeah.
I started reading the book, so because I don't want to wait a whole year for the next season and a year for the next one. And so it may not be as good next year if I already know what's going to happen. But
and people say that you really need to read the books first. But some people, like Pete or me or Mike probably, don't read as much and don't have time to.
I look at pictures, that's it.
I know, you just flip.
Wait a minute, I thought you read those for the articles, right?
Yeah.
The jokes. The jokes. The jokes.
Yeah, it's the cute little jokes. Whatever gets you carded, Mike.
That's right.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so other than that, I am so behind on your show. I feel left out. I'm about to start playing the Walking Dead game because my daughter acquired an extra game. And it's not the social one. It's supposed to be the cool one, supposedly.
Oh, is it the one that's actually like for one of the consoles?
Yeah. Actually, the one she's giving me is the code for one on PC.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so
but I think that's the same. I think that's the same.
It's the same one
game
on
as
Xbox.
Like the Xbox and yeah, three.
It's how I had PS3. Left 4 Dead, and I tried to play that with her for a while. Left 4 Dead 2, back before The Walking Dead, even. And I don't know. I could never get out of that hotel room, and even you can ask Nestor. He played too, and I just was a big fail at that game. But she says that I will like it better. It's a simpler game, supposedly. So I'm gonna check that out, and who knows. I might be hooked on a new game. Who knows?
There you go.
People keep threatening that I should play Candy Crush Saga, but I'm just not going to do it. Has Jen gone there yet?
Well, Jen's gone somewhere.
Oh, I was on there. Yeah, I played Candy Crush for a little while.
And you didn't get hooked?
Well, I could have got hooked, but I just kind of wanted to see what it was. And with the everything we do with this game, I just didn't have time to sit down and get addicted to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
And then it was funny. I said, oh, well, I'll wait for the cross promo. And then I'm like, oh, Zynga doesn't even make this game.
That is funny. Yeah, it's like
I was gonna, if I ever get bored, it's hard for that to happen because of all these TV shows and the blog, the podcast. But if I ever get bored and find myself just not wanting to do anything Mafia Wars related, I will go play it some more.
So we have invested a lot of time into this game. And, you know, when I see, like, all the layoffs that went down this week.
Yeah.
And just how many people lost their jobs. And, you know, studios were shut down altogether this week, Jen. I don't know which ones, but
well, it was pretty bad.
You know, yeah. I've wondered about this. You know, have we now sort of reached a phase where there's such a plethora of games on mobile devices and numerous ones that are free and all this that you're kind of saturated by it now. You know, I've even wondered the same thing to a certain extent about certain elements of social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and all this other stuff, where we now start to go through a lull where people are just like, why am I really doing this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you start to question, you know, how much time you've spent in it. You know, especially when something in your life happens that's serious, or you know, some people may have a child, a grandchild, you know, a death. Things change in your life, and it is a weird
place. It has been such a long time. I've been thinking about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my boyfriend owns a store. He sells pottery and fountains,
mm-hmm.
and he decided he wants to try selling things online too.
Mm-hmm.
So he tasked me with making a website. First, we're going to try it on eBay, and he mm-hmm. wants me to do all the computer related things. And I was thinking of how much time that it takes.
It does.
But then I'm like, you know, that's more of a real life goal, and that's what because I should.
And then you're making money too.
I was thinking
the shipping alone on eBay would be just horrible.
Well, that's the problem. That's what we have to figure out, because the stuff he does sell is pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he ships a lot across the country. My parents buy things from him all the time, and he'll ship it out to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on how you ship things too.
Right, and he knows all those ways. And
you also on eBay can choose to sell locally.
Okay, so shameless plug, what's the name of his store?
Oh, Outdoor Living.
There you go.
And it might be outdoorliving.com if I can find the domain.
Yeah, I doubt you're going to get that one. That one's pretty probably gone years
Yeah,
ago.
I was thinking of trying. Oh, I won't say what I was thinking of, because someone might hijack it
go.
And try to sell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll tease you with it.
But
that's what they did with my site. When I decided to get my own domain,
mm-hmm.
I was like, Mafia Wars Loot Lady. And it was taken. I'm like, what? And
How then it can said, there be more than one?
I know. And then it said, well, if you want to buy this domain, so I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
So I ended up paying, I think, like, when it was all said and done, between $50 and $100. And then I was thinking, those people are pretty smart.
Yeah.
Because if you want it, you're going to pay for it.
There's a whole
business
about that.
Well, back in the day, people
that.
Bought up every name they could think of.
Yeah.
Well, there was that big thing about Nike. Someone actually bought Nike.com, and they were forced to relinquish it because of copyright on the name.
Don't mess with Nike.
How can you copyright domain?
I don't remember what the whole deal was, but there was something about it that they could not, they didn't have the legal right to use that name. And there is something out there about that. Like, if somebody registers a domain name that is your true identity and it's been registered trademark and all that stuff through the patent offices and stuff, then you've got a little bit more arguing right over your right to own it. And Nike, I mean, if I remember the story right, Nike took them to court and won. They got their domain, which, you know, I mean, maybe by the time they would have sold it to Nike, you know, Nike would have had less in attorney fees and everything, but I think they just wanted to make a point.
Yeah.
So,
but well, anyway. There's some Nike website like to make a point
that use Zynga's name
mm-hmm.
to seem official.
Right.
You know, that's why when I first started my blog, I just called it MW because I didn't know if legally you could do that.
Yeah, right.
And then after I looked into it, and, you know, since I have Loot Lady tacked on the end, I'm not using the Mafia Wars name or the Zynga name.
Right.
And that's legal.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I was fortunate I could ask them at the time.
Right.
But it's different people now, so you never know.
Yeah, true.
They could say, by the way.
What did you
Well, and if they really wanted to stop third parties from posting their content, they could just slap a copyright on their images and say you can't use them.
Right.
And then we'd just have to get more creative.
It wouldn't be the first time they wouldn't be able to. I mean, they'd be able to produce a cease and desist order too. So, I mean, if they truly wanted to stop everybody from doing it,
which back in the day they were known to do. I don't think they waste their time.
It's kind of a catch-22 for an organization now is, do you not want to share your imagery and get your name spread out in numerous locations for free, in essence, as long as they're not defaming you, mm-hmm. you know, in a way, that, you know, or libel or slanderous, you know, that is really, you know, causing any kind of grief against your organization. Nowadays, you almost need that word of mouth. I mean, that's what social media is all about, is that word of mouth, you know, it's spreading it through Facebook, Twitter, you know, all these other, you know, Pinterest and whatever else.
And they need people Instagram. Like us because we figure out how to work around a lot of bugs that they're not going to fix.
Right.
Well, they've laid off everybody. It's all up to you now. Did you not get the memo?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if it's all said and done, if they'll open source the Mafia Wars code.
Yeah. They're counting on everybody.
Well, it was speaking of that, it was funny because you know that new layout that new players and people that haven't played in a while get?
Right.
That's what, yeah.
Well, they added to it. It used to be 6 quests, and they added more, so now there were 10 quests, the property page. Well, the thing was so full of bugs, and I was trying to get images of all the quests, and I literally had to jump from account to account to try to find one that didn't have a certain bug. And Martin gave some great suggestions to fix some of the bugs, and his ideas worked. Uh-huh. So then he came up with the idea of finding one of these accounts, and he went in and fixed the bugs that could be fixed with the Spotcom toolbar.
Right.
And then he made a nice pop-up so people that got it would understand what it was, because we get asked so many questions about it. What is this? I'm stuck. I can't gift you. You can't do anything else in the game. Mm-hmm. So he made a nice pop-up with information, and then people that use the toolbar at least would know.
Okay. Yeah,
and it was perfect. I'm like, great. This is going to alleviate all the questions. And as soon as he finished, like literally within 10 minutes, they pulled it. So that layout is no longer there, which did fix their issues.
It's like implementing the level cap. Okay, we put the level cap in place because people were finding exploits instead of fixing the exploits that caused them to exceed the level caps or, you know, rack up the levels. Oh, it's just silly. Too funny.
So
take the whole thing out.
He did all that work, and then it's like sweeping the dirt under the rug.
Yeah.
And then to make it even worse, the quests, they still exist. They pulled the layout, but if the missions bar, those quests are still there for some people. And the quests require you to do jailhouse tasks and street fight tasks.
Ooh,
and street fights.
Nice.
And jailhouses are unique to that special layout, which no longer exists. And like on the account I have, there's no option to buy it off with reward points. And it's like, well, what do you do then? And then some people, and this happened to me as well, report the quests just magically disappear, whether you did them or not.
That's annoying.
So I really don't know what they're trying to do with this new account layout, but if they can't offer it without the bugs, they really shouldn't have it out there, because if it's new and returning players you're trying to capture, the first bug
they think they care. I mean, when I see all these layoffs, I really worry.
I worry too about all the layoffs, because you know, there's gonna be a point where they decide Mafia Wars isn't worth it.
Mafia
Wars
may
still be one of the ones that keep them somewhat afloat.
Maybe
it's bound to be. Or if we wouldn't still
be. I don't know. I know a lot of people that used to spend money that don't, and they nerfed the game cards. And this is really a big deal. People say, oh, get over it. It's how it should be. But there was always a strategy, and this has been going on for years, and we've posted about it for years. If you buy the Zynga game cards online, you always got extra reward points than you got from the Facebook cards or direct marketplace purchases.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And right before this last marketplace sales, some people started reporting that the face value had changed. So we were anxious to see what would happen when the discounts were there. And you know, I want to thank Yiyo from the Extreme Fighting Club. He actually bought one of each. And we tested it out, and sure enough, there's a big difference. And I did post all the values on my blog, but the problem is a lot of people buy these game cards in advance, because if you try to buy them during a marketplace sale, it gets backed up, and you have to wait 12 hours sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, all of these people that had them already are mad because that's not what they bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they're trying to prove by this. And it may not have been their choice. Facebook might have made them do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now all the game cards are created equal, which they probably should have been in the first place. But because they weren't, there was no prior notice, and people going to customer support are getting reimbursed for the difference.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
If and only if you can get a hold of customers.
Yeah, right. That's the trick always.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were laid off, so good luck.
Yeah. So I don't know. The best advice I can give now is it doesn't matter. I wouldn't even mess with the Zynga game cards because you might have to wait a day and you might miss the discount offer. But there's no benefit anymore. You don't get the extra reward points.
Yep, they just ended my spending by doing that.
Well, a lot of people sent me transcripts that went to customer support, and one of the agents told someone that it was they were testing it to see, but you know, who knows if you can trust what an agent says to be actual fact. But they don't realize a lot of people buy these game cards before, so they're gonna redeem them because they don't know that this change happened. So if they plan on keeping it this way, then they really should look at the next promotion, and I guarantee you it will be way less. Because I think it's kind of like a lot of people said, it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm not spending on this game anymore. And if you're used to getting 614 reward points for $50, why would you want to, you know, spend the same amount to get 430? You're just going to go screw this.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Lame. I don't know. I'm not a spender here anyway, but you know, at times, you know, I've bought gift cards when we did meetups and things like that. I mean, it's not like I've never put any money into this at all. I mean, I'm not going to kid myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, here and there, but not like to the extent of a lot of people. To me, it's like if it's 50% off, I buy like the $5 package.
Yeah, but still.
You know, and that's pretty rare, and that's doesn't happen anymore. But back in the day when it did, it was rare. But I did buy them for meetups and things, and I would just buy them at Target. Now it's just like a Farmville card or a Zynga card.
Yeah. Well, those aren't really Zynga cards. They're Facebook cards. You get Facebook credits.
Mm-hmm.
They just have the Zynga label on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But these ones you could buy online were exclusive to Zynga, and you got bonus reward points.
Yeah.
Week. Yeah. Well, I can see why it would push people away. They do everything they can to do that. So it just kind of goes with it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of outraged people right now. Jen.
Did she mute herself again?
I don't know. Maybe. She might think she's talking. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
She was talking.
I know. And all of a sudden it got silent.
I know.
Just remember, as long as she's not going longer than 2 days, we're safe.
That's right.
Hello?
Hey.
I crashed.
Oh, you were on a roll and you were just gone.
I know, and then I finished what I was saying and I'm waiting for responses. I'm like, hello? And then my computer wouldn't move.
Well, did you record that?
I don't know.
Well, we were going to give you 2 days before you came back, so it was okay.
I think I have too many scripts running.
That may be it.
It's the Death by Ice event.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, well, speaking of scripts, the question for you is, last show we talked a little bit about the new Raven, or the Raven coming back again, and they're changing.
Path of the Assassin.
The new thing.
He didn't come back. They just added achievements.
I know, but did anything change with his frequency?
No.
Still every 3 days?
Every 3 days, yeah.
It's and more
Ike made a checklist item for that.
Yeah.
So it's best if you guys use it because then you'll know when to expect him because arena ices don't trigger him at all.
Right.
Well, tell me, where do I get the consumables? I went through them all in one round.
I made a very lengthy blog post about what you can do, and there's a little trick that not many people know about.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't close out the pop-up after you kill him and open up a new window, you can still farm consumables.
Hey, are you that he doesn't show up with arena ices?
Positive.
Because I don't do any fighting off the fight list anymore, and he showed up for me the other day.
In configurations, you can tell it to tell you.
The what? With the who?
Your arena notifications will tell you when he's active only. He has two phases. He has a lurking phase and an active phase. The ammo items drop a lot more frequently in the lurking phase, but Zynga doesn't give us a way to know that he's doing that.
So go to the Spockholm toolbar configuration.
Right. It says Raven lurking, but that doesn't work anymore because they changed
the banner.
They used to put a banner out when he was lurking and they stopped doing that. So you can click
it on your toolbar.
I know you can click it, but it doesn't work.
No. That's where I get the notification.
You get it when he's active. He lurks until you get enough ices to trigger. During the lurking phase, he's easier to get consumables for. And the only way you can tell is if you see items dropping. Like if you're doing jobs and you see a nunchuck, then you know he's lurking.
And jobs, ices, and robbing?
Nunchucks only drop in jobs. Face choppers drop in fights. Reins of pain drop in robbing. And armor grenades drop during when you get ices.
Oh, God.
And so you need to...
I need all of mine up.
Another trick is if he's active... Do not go into the fight. Don't click that yellow fight button because as soon as you do that, they stop dropping.
Yep.
I mean, they still will drop, but it's so rare. So it's very important to farm before you even mess with him. There's a spot, the assassin, and if you load it from any page, not the boss, the Raven page, it'll tell you how many you have and how many you got between the last time you checked.
That's what I did last time.
Yeah, and it's really, really important not to go to touch that fight till you have enough items.
And it'll put in the combos for you and everything, which is cool.
The Spockholm toolbar, you can load the combos.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has a unique red combo. Well, that's unique to your account. But six of them in the back code.
Yeah.
There's seven verified, and there's some oddball ones that some people get for whatever reason. So if the red combo doesn't load, that is why.
And then once you run out of one of the consumables for that, if you don't configure it right, it'll just keep burning through everything else until you beat him.
That's correct.
Right.
And which is cool because that's the only reason I've beaten him is because I ran that.
And you really have to keep your eye on it because if you lose your health, sometimes it'll skip an item. So it's really important to not... let it go to that all consumable part because say you have 50 nunchucks, but you also have like maybe 10 reins of pain left. You don't want to use those reins of pain singular.
Right.
You know, the face choppers and the nunchucks are easy to get. They drop like candy, but it's those other two that have a really poor drop rate. So you really want to conserve those.
Yep.
Well, I just hate they make it so difficult.
They make it hard. I did it once, like a few hours.
But then Team Spockholm comes to the rescue.
Yeah.
Without the painlessinator.
It would be harder.
Now there's a new tool, though, called the painlessinator. And the whole point is that it goes
out. I love it.
What?
Painlessinator. It's a nader. It's another nader.
I love naders.
And it's supposed to, what it does is it basically helps you collect the consumables for the Raven fights. And so
when is that available?
It's available in the beta toolbar for those that are there and the golden toolbar for now, I think. But it'll be available to others very, very shortly.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
So,
because there's a little trick you can do with the robbing, and it's a lot of clicking and scrolling. And so I kind of made it so it would just do all that for you.
Because we're saving the click monkeys.
Yes. One so do you want to explain how it works, Pete?
Sort of. Yeah. The way it works is it will go out and rob in three different cities. And each time it robs in there, it attempts to collect those reins of pains for you until you get to your 50 limit. There's a configuration in there that you can set that would allow you to, after it's done that cycle of trying to get reins of pains, then you can tell it to just keep robbing in New York for as long as you want it to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm game.
It's really made getting those trains
of pain
a lot
faster. I don't have a clue.
Yeah. So, but basically the intention of it is really to just help you try to find the reins of pains quicker. And so that's that city cycle. It will just jump, rob, and then move to another city.
Well, it does three robbing boards because it activates the robbing crew bonus that you get three times the rewards for. So it will activate in Brazil, do that, then go to Chicago, then go to London.
Yep.
So you get a total of 9 boards. And sometimes I've had luck where I've gotten like over 27 just from those 3 robbing boards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know. And it'll be available really by airtime, maybe?
Should be. I think he's pretty well hammered out a lot of the details on
it. Yeah, so. It's looking really, it's improved a lot since he've, you know, just released the rough draft of it.
Yep. But we'll see.
All right. And we have a new mission out too. So
yes, we
something.
Do.
Yeah. And the cool thing about the new mission, remember that contest? It was called A Home Away From Home. And whoever bought the most items, they promised a character with their
That's
image.
That's right. Is that him?
Yeah. The philanthropist is the host of, it's called the Bulletproof Heart Mission.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Joe. Handsome.
Yeah, Joe Willoughby from the Riot family. That's his image.
Oh, cool.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he does look handsome with the tuxedo.
Mm-hmm. Sporting the
very nice.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're all excited about that.
Yeah, they should be. It looks really good. Very nice.
You know, funny. This is, not funny. Funny, interesting, not funny, haha. This is something we've talked about a lot before. You know, that they should really know their community and engage them by doing things like this. I mean, it was like Nestor with the tattoo and Jana with the one event. And, they should really do more of that to engage the known people in the community. And they're all over the place. I mean, there's some pretty well-known people in multiple families, you know, that they should.
Well, then it also can trigger people that don't even play the game to come check it out.
Right.
And I'm really surprised, like, the grand prize is some kind of vest, because we have, like, a million vests already. Like, we need one.
Well, we're Mafia Wars. We wear vests, right?
Yeah. But I think it would have been better if they would have made the loot item the philanthropist, too. And then there'd be a loot item, and that would have encouraged more people to do the mission so they could get that item.
Right.
Like, that's what I found odd. Like, you know, now he's a character, and maybe we'll see him return in, like, a marketplace promotion or events where they use repeating characters.
Right.
But how cool would that have been to have a loot item, too?
Right. And
they already do them. They could just slap that image on a loot. And,
well, they made the Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
I got 2 loot items.
Yeah, you did. But I
party
think
pack. And what else? Oh, the pack.
We should do a promotion asking Zynga to make a philanthropist loot item.
Yeah. Well, to think about the community a little better. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I think
this is the most exciting thing that's happened in the community in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And they don't do well stirring things up outside of the game like that. They just...
Well, see, and I think the same thing along those lines, that's what they should do when they have these different, craft, like the last event we had where you had to pick one or the other, give them exactly the same stats, you know. Now, obviously, we know that if it has one side has more attack and the other one has more defense, but I mean, literally give them the same stats. Like the first one you get are the same exact items, attack and defense, and then
same
the next
category.
One you do... That is the same, you get higher defense, but it's the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of tracking with me. So,
no,
like,
I agree.
Yeah. So the first item would be, let's say, you know, 183 on attack, and the second, and then whatever, 120 on defense. The second item is 183 on attack and whatever on defense. So they're identical, but then put people's characters within the game that, you know from the community, so there's that rivalry to get.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah, so that you get the rivalry out there, or find, you know, two godfather and a godmother from 2 different clans, or clans. I say clans. I can't believe it.
It's okay. Chester's
families.
Gone.
Yeah, but two.
He
different...
probably calls us clans.
No, that would be exciting. Like, get someone from, you know, one of these big strong families, and then their rivals that were warring.
Right.
And then the community would vote. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Right, and as long as you made the 2 items identical. So for the first round, you had it where, you know, they're both exactly the same on attack and defense. So there's no question that they're going to vote for one of them because they're exactly the same, you know, stats. But which one are they going to vote for depends on how much they spread the word on, you know, their particular family and getting support for
it. And they would randomly switch orders.
That would be fun. There's a lot of things they could do to bring some
fun. So instead of, like, having one listed first, Like it would just every other time.
Yeah, and it would, yeah. And then you can do the same thing going like to the day two or the second cycle of the event. You have it where it's exactly, you know, the highest defense item, and then you just, you know, have the next thing. And it could be the same two people all the way through the 5-day cycle, because wasn't it five different things we had in the last one we did?
It was 10 days and there were 5 items.
Yeah, so...
Or not 5, 10 items, but you, they were...
Right, but do
two
the...
Two at a time.
You could do this, you could make it so you don't have to come up with a different family every you know, day that it switches, but you could do it that way too.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that these are the things that they should be doing to really drive that community engagement again and really involve the player base, which that's the social aspect of this is. And I guarantee you what, just like we, you know, when Jenna was in the Miss Party Pack thing, I mean, we were out there posting
we
everywhere.
We were buying those crates like crazy.
It was fun too. Yeah. I mean, just
and everyone was posting them on the fan page like, oh, I got a Jenna.
Yep.
They didn't even call it Miss Pack. They called it Jenna.
Yeah, well, no, Miss Pack don't sound right.
No, I'm not talking about the Miss Pack. I'm talking about the Miss Party Pack, which was the one where...
Oh, yeah, when we voted.
Yeah, when we were all voting. And remember how, I mean, we were going to make certain that the first item in that thing was not going to win.
Well, and the community really talked to each other at that time a lot. And I don't remember anybody really talking to each other like that in a long, long time.
No, they don't anymore. And there's a lot of hate. Like, I noticed when we were trying to promote the Giselle, which failed miserably. But I remember reading some of the hate comments on my blog. Well, I'm going to make sure everyone votes for the other one.
Yeah.
That's just silly.
When I was just trying to, you know, put a poll to see what people wanted.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Speaking of the community, I'm running a contest on the blog, and it's just for a $25 gift card and some 2x loot boost, and I want to do a article on the winner's family or their own character if they're not in a family. But all I asked was that people make a comment about what they like about the social aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing. There's been like, I think 200 or 300 comments so far. And they're all very nice. I was expecting a lot of negative, like, well, what social aspects? F you, Zynga, you screwed it up.
I don't know what gives those people the energy anymore.
But there wasn't any of that. Like, I was expecting I was going to have to delete comments if they were nasty.
Right.
But, and if you read through the comments, it really makes you see why the people are still playing this game. Mm-hmm. And I really hope, you know, someone at Zynga, if they didn't, you know, get terminated or they care and want to see what drives their community, they should really read some of these comments. And, you know, everyone, you can tell, put some time into their answers.
They got to learn the game, you know?
Yeah, I think that's
I know in the past, a lot of them have played.
And if they tried to learn the game, they would be a new player and they would get help from someone that knows the game and they would see, this is where it's at. These people.
And if I
like
came
that.
Into that department as a person that never played the game, that's exactly what I would do, is get into the middle of the game.
Yeah. And that's why we liked it, because I'm sure every one of us that are still here today had somebody help us early on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we wanted to return that favor. And that's the crux of this game, I believe.
Yep.
And it's fun talking smack, too, like when you get into fights with people and they don't like you, so they attack you.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that people constantly, and we say it all the time on the show, but people constantly tell me that they really, really miss the type of activities when people did get together and have like the mock wars and stuff were fun. They weren't real wars and it was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nobody seems to have the time or energy to want to do those anymore. And it's a shame that Zynga never took a lesson from that themselves.
Yeah.
The kind of participation. I mean, that first mock war we did, remember, we had a huge, I mean, it was like tons of people.
Yeah. It was pretty popular.
It was a really big deal. And
but then
they should have learned a lot.
Feared the scripts. Anyway.
They feared, yes.
Well, the scripts really evolved too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's has been keeping more people here, if it made it worse, but what fight scripts can do now compared to what they used to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I
really
used to feel guilty turning on Brawler a long time ago. Now I'm just saved.
Yeah.
I guess we'll call it that.
Yeah. So anybody got shout out tonight?
I may give a shout out to the Spurs.
Spurs.
Yeah.
They don't play Mafia Wars.
No, like that's why they're going to win the NBA playoffs. Sorry, Miami people.
No, that's for the next Frontierville cross promotion, the Spurs.
Yeah. The Spurs win. The studio has been saved. No, I'm a Texas girl. I got to go with San Antonio here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't usually do sports, but I love the Spurs. They're the only team I actually have like a jersey from and even flip-flops.
Those are fun games to go to as well.
Yeah. Well, you go around to that part of Texas.
Spurs, yeah, my brother lives in San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio rocks. And just all week I've been thinking how it'd be so nice to just have a San Antonio kind of weekend. So I'm for San Antonio. So, very cool. Word.
Cool. Oh, and my shout outs to everyone that put those nice comments on the blog about the social part of Mafia Wars, and to Joel Willoughby for finally getting his guy in the game.
Yes, you look very handsome.
He does. Yeah, and I asked him for his reaction, and I got it after I had already made the post, but he said he was very pleased with it.
It's very nice. Cool.
Yeah, he does look nice.
I might have to superimpose myself next to him and just...
we should like put him and Miss Pack together.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go out with him virtually.
Oh, we should tell him now you have a crush.
Yeah, I have a virtual crush now. With the philanthropist. Pete, do you have a shout out?
I'm going to give a shout out to Zynga saying, you know, look, I know how tough business is and, you know, the idea of profitability and everything else, but, you know, I just hope they can pull through it and they can pull their heads out on some of the issues. And then, you know, kind of resurrect the game for what we'd like to see again, you know, give it a second breath of fresh air, you know, so hopefully.
It would be so nice.
Yep.
Such a treat. So thank you.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace out. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the bridge.